Tether minted 3B USDT in a week. Abraxas Capital got 2.89B. Tether minted 3 billion USDT over the past week. And on-chain tracker Look On-Chain reported that Abraxas Capital received 2.89 billion of it. That is roughly 96% of the fresh supply landing with a single recipient per Cointelegraph's post, citing the Look On-Chain flow data. Crypto markets are flat as of April 24, 2026, with BTC at $77,697, 0.6% on the day, ETH at $2,314, 1.6%, and the Fear and Greed Index reading 58, neutral. A concentrated stablecoin inflow of this size usually lands either right before a visible bid or as quiet OTC positioning that may never appear on order books. Why a 3B weekly mint stands out Tether prints in chunks. A 1B mint in a single transaction is normal and often authorized to refill treasury inventory before it is actually issued to a counterparty. What makes this week different is volume plus distribution. 3 billion in 7 days is at the high end of Tether's recent cadence, and almost all of it shows the same destination tag. Abraxas Capital is a London-based trading firm that has shown up in previous on-chain flow reports. It is not a retail exchange, and it is not a custodial venue like Binance or Coinbase. When Abraxas receives stablecoin inventory directly from Tether's treasury, the working assumption among on-chain analysts is that the funds are staged for OTC deals, market making, or directional trading, rather than distributed widely to end users. What the flow does not tell you. The mint itself is not proof of buying pressure. Stablecoin issuance covers three very different activities that look identical on-chain: topping up exchange liquidity, funding a specific counterparty's trade, and pre-positioning inventory that may sit idle for weeks. Look On-Chain's tracker can see the destination wallet, but not the purpose. What the flow does signal is that demand for USDT as settlement inventory is high enough to justify fresh supply, and that the demand is coming from one node rather than a diffuse pool of exchanges. That is the detail worth anchoring on. Concentrated flows like this are a different data point than the usual Tether-printed 1B headline that often just reflects treasury rebalancing. Context with the rest of the stablecoin picture. USDT remains the largest stablecoin by a wide margin, and competition from USDC and newer issuers has not meaningfully eroded its trading pair dominance. At the same time, regulated entrants are circling the reserve management business. Morgan Stanley is positioning to manage reserves for the stablecoin industry, signaling that traditional finance now views stablecoin float as an addressable asset management fee pool rather than a crypto-native curiosity. The real-world asset side of crypto has also grown quickly, with the active RWA market cap reaching 25.2B, and stablecoins sit adjacent to that trend as the settlement layer for tokenized instruments. A 3B weekly mint lines up with a market where stablecoins are not just trading tools, but infrastructure for broader tokenized finance. For users of USDT-settled cards, crypto cards that settle in USDT, including several products from Re.Pay, Bybit, and other exchange-issued programs, depend on USDT remaining deeply liquid across the venues their off-ramps touch. Supply concentration is not inherently a problem for cardholders, but it does mean that liquidity depth in USDT trading pairs is sensitive to how quickly one or two large holders choose to deploy or withdraw inventory. For readers comparing stablecoin spending options, the practical takeaway is narrow. The stablecoin supply side is functioning normally and growing. The concentration data matters to traders and researchers, not to a user topping up a card with a few hundred dollars. It becomes relevant only if a large holder unwinds suddenly in a stressed market, which is not what this week's data shows. What to watch next? Two things. First, whether the Abraxas-held USDT starts moving onto exchanges in the coming days. On-chain trackers will flag sub-movements, and exchange inflow tags are visible. Second, whether Tether continues minting at this pace into next week. A one-week surge is noise. A three-week run is a trend, and a trend in stablecoin issuance usually precedes observable price action on the majors.